All right, so today we're diving deep into something that's kind of crucial for anyone involved in IT projects.
Yeah, especially if you're, a project manager trying to keep things on track or a lawyer drafting those contracts that kind of make or break the whole thing.
Exactly. And the thing is, the way we've traditionally done contracts, like those fixed price deals, they might work great for building a bridge, but they can actually cause major headaches in the agile world of IT.
Yeah, it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, you know?
Exactly. And to really get to the bottom of this, we're turning to this book called IT Rectum Mindset. Erfolgreiche Projekte durch clevere Verträge by Gerhard Friedrich. Now, I know it's in German, but bear with us. We've gone through it and pulled out the key points that are relevant for you guys. And it's not just about the legal stuff either. It's about the mindset, the whole approach you need to have to really make these projects work.
Yeah, the book really emphasizes that those two things go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
So let's start with the basics. Like, what makes agile IT projects so different from those traditional projects, like building a house or something?
Well, think about it this way. With a traditional project, you have a blueprint, right? Everything's laid out, fixed from the start. But with agile IT, it's more like, you start with a basic idea, and then you keep refining it, you get feedback, you adjust, you might even completely change direction along the way. It's all about being flexible and adapting to changing needs and new information.
So it's less about following a rigid plan and more about like evolving as you go.
Exactly. It's like, if you're building a house and suddenly decide you want an extra room or you want to move the kitchen, with traditional methods, that'd be a nightmare. But with agile, it's much easier to accommodate those changes.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so I guess when you try to force that kind of flexible, evolving project into a fixed price contract, that's when things start to get messy, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's where the whole clash happens. The book actually argues that these fixed price contracts, they're based on this old idea of like a work contract,
Right.
and that just doesn't really fit the whole way IT projects work these days.
So for our listeners, the people actually in the trenches of these projects, why does this matter so much? Like, what are the real world consequences of using the wrong kind of contract?
Well, for project managers, it can be a real nightmare. You're constantly having to renegotiate things, arguing about what's in scope, and it just slows everything down. And for lawyers, the challenge is to come up with contracts that, provide some kind of structure, but don't stifle the flexibility that's so essential for agile to work.
Yeah, because if you get it wrong, it's like you're setting the whole project up for a legal battle.
Exactly. And that's nobody's goal,
Right.
right?
And the book actually talks about, cases where companies have ended up in court because the contract just didn't reflect the reality of the project.
Yeah, and that's a huge waste of time and money for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the book's warning us about this fixed price trap, but it's not just about the legal stuff, right?
Right.
It also delves into this whole idea of mindset.
Yeah, that's what I found so interesting about it. It's not just about having the right words on paper, it's about having the right attitude, the right approach to the whole project.
So it's almost like a cultural thing.
Exactly. And the book argues that this mindset shift is crucial for both sides, the project managers and the lawyers. Project managers need to be open to change, to embrace the iterative nature of agile, and lawyers need to kind of, let go of those rigid contract templates and think about agreements that actually support agility.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. So if fixed price is often the wrong tool for the job, what are the alternatives? What does the book suggest?
Well, one option is what's called time and materials contracts. Basically, you pay for the hours worked and the resources used. So it's a lot more flexible as the project evolves, but it can be harder to predict the costs up front.
So there's a trade-off there. You gain flexibility, but you lose some predictability.
Exactly. And another approach is to use contracts that are specifically designed for agile projects. These contracts are all about collaboration, delivering value, and they usually have mechanisms built in to handle changes in requirements.
So it's less about trying to predict the future and lock everything down, and more about having a framework that allows for adaptation.
Exactly. Like, building in some shock absorbers to handle those inevitable bumps in the road.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
But it requires a different way of thinking, both for the managers and the lawyers. It's moving away from that command and control mentality and towards a more collaborative, trust-based approach.
Okay, so it sounds like we've established that fixed price contracts can be a real recipe for disaster in the agile world. And we've hinted at some alternatives. But before we dive deeper into those, let's just take a step back, make sure this all makes sense for our listeners. Let's recap what we've learned so far. So for the project managers out there, the big takeaway is don't just blindly sign any contract that lands on your desk.
Yeah, really take the time to understand how that contract is going to impact your ability to actually run the project in an agile way. Because a bad contract can really sink you before you even get started.
Exactly. And for the lawyers listening, you know, it's time to maybe shake things up a bit. Those old contract templates might be comfortable, but they might not be serving you or your clients well in this agile world.
Yeah, this book really gives you a fresh perspective and some tools to start thinking differently about IT contracts.
And this is all pretty complex stuff, and what we've covered so far is really just the tip of the iceberg. But hopefully it's sparked some new ideas and encouraged you to start asking the right questions. Now, before we move on, I want to leave you with a thought that really resonated with me from the book. You know, it talks about the strong mindset being crucial for success. But what if that mindset itself is the most important contract clause of all?
That's interesting.
Right. Like, it's not written down, but it's built on this mutual trust, understanding, and a shared commitment to making the project succeed no matter what challenges come up.
Yeah, that's powerful.
We'll explore that idea further in part two of our deep dive. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
So we're back and ready to dig deeper into this whole idea of mindset being the ultimate contract clause, the one you can't actually write down, but that's so essential for these IT projects to really succeed.
And our guide for this exploration is IT Rect a Mindset, which really lays out, you know, the legal landscape for IT projects and why it's so important to really understand those concepts.
Yeah, the book does a great job of like breaking down those essential elements of IT law, you know, like contracts, licenses, data protection, liability, all the building blocks you need to know about. And it emphasizes that these aren't just like abstract legal theories. They have real world consequences for everyone involved in these projects.
Right. So it's not enough for lawyers to just know the law in general. They need to understand how it applies specifically to the IT world, which is, you know, constantly evolving and changing.
Exactly. And on the flip side, project managers can't just, you know, bury their heads in the technical details. They need to have at least a basic grasp of these legal concepts too.
Right, because otherwise you're just setting yourself up for problems down the line.
Absolutely. And the book stresses that, you know, for project managers, this legal knowledge is crucial for identifying and mitigating risks. And for lawyers, it's about being able to translate these concepts into clear, enforceable contracts that actually work in practice.
So it's almost like a two-way street. Lawyers need to understand the tech and project managers need to understand the law.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's this whole other layer that the book brings in, this idea of synergy between contracts and mindset. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean? Like how can mindset actually influence, you know, contracts?
Well, the book argues that, you know, a positive collaborative mindset can actually impact how contracts are drafted and negotiated. It's not just about the words on paper. It's about the attitude and approach of the people involved.
Okay, so I'm starting to see how this all ties together. So a project manager who, you know, really understands the value of flexibility and collaboration, they're more likely to push for contract terms that reflect those values.
Yeah, exactly. And a lawyer who's, you know, open to new ideas and understands the whole agile philosophy, they're going to be more likely to come up with creative solutions that actually support the project's goals.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's all about achieving those goals. And if the contract is working against you, then you're kind of, you know, shooting yourself in the foot.
Exactly. And the book even uses this term clever vertrage, which, you know, roughly translates to clever contracts.
Yeah.
It's about being smart and strategic, not just relying on, you know, those standard boilerplate contracts that might not actually fit the situation.
So it's not just about knowing the rules. It's about knowing when to, you know, maybe bend them a little bit or even break them sometimes to get the best outcome.
Well, not break them per se, but definitely be willing to think outside the box and find solutions that really work for everyone involved.
Right. Right. And the book actually gives some great examples of companies that have done this successfully. Like there's this one example of a large software company that was, you know, developing this cloud-based solution for the healthcare industry. And they really understood the importance of this synergy between legal and technical aspects right from the start.
Yeah, they actually involved their legal team throughout the whole process, you know, from the initial design stages all the way through.
So they recognized that legal and technical, you know, those two things had to work hand in hand right from the very beginning.
Exactly. And by doing that, by, you know, proactively addressing those potential legal issues and coming up with clear contracts that actually reflected that agile process, they were able to avoid a lot of the conflicts and delays that often plague these types of projects.
Yeah, that's a great example of how, you know, having the right mindset and a collaborative approach can really make a difference. It's not just about avoiding legal headaches. It's about creating an environment where everyone can focus on actually building a great product.
Absolutely. And the book mentions another example. This time it was an international company that was, you know, modernizing their whole IT infrastructure. And they opted for like a hybrid contract model, you know, blending elements of agile with more traditional approaches.
But they kind of recognize that sometimes it's not about throwing out the old playbook entirely. It's about, you know, adapting it to fit the unique needs of the project.
Exactly. And again, close collaboration between the project managers and the lawyers was key to creating a contract that was flexible enough to handle those changing requirements, but still provided, you know, the necessary structure and legal protection.
Right. It's all about finding that right balance, isn't it, between flexibility and structure.
Yeah, it is. And those examples really show how a strong collaborative mindset can be, you know, instrumental in achieving that balance.
Now, we've been focusing a lot on the positive side of this mindset idea, but let's be realistic for a second. Things don't always go smoothly in these IT projects. There are bound to be, you know, challenges, disagreements, maybe even conflicts. So how does mindset play a role in those situations?
That's a great question, and it's something the book addresses head on. It argues that even when things get tough, you know, a positive mindset can be incredibly valuable. It can help teams navigate those inevitable bumps in the road much more effectively.
So it's not about pretending that everything's perfect. Yeah. It's about having the resilience, the mental agility to adapt and overcome those obstacles.
Exactly. The book emphasizes the importance of viewing challenges as learning opportunities, not roadblocks.
So instead of, you know, getting bogged down in finger pointing and blame when something goes wrong, you try to understand what happened, you learn from it, and then you adjust your approach moving forward, which, you know, sounds like a much healthier and more productive way to deal with those inevitable challenges that are going to come up in any complex project.
Absolutely. And that kind of, you know, positive solution oriented approach, it can be contagious. If the project manager and the lawyer are both modeling that behavior, it sets the tone for the whole team.
Right. So even when you can't control all the external factors like, you know, unexpected technical hurdles or changes in client requirements, you can control your own reaction and choose to respond in a way that actually moves the project forward.
Precisely. And IT Rafton Mindset actually offers some practical tips for cultivating a positive and resilient mindset within IT project teams.
Okay, so let's dive into those. What are some of the key takeaways that our listeners can actually apply in their own work?
Well, one of the most important things is to really foster a culture of open communication and feedback. You know, encourage team members to share their ideas, their concerns, even their mistakes without fear of being punished.
So create a safe space where people feel comfortable speaking up and raising issues early on before they, you know, snowball into bigger problems.
Exactly. And another important tip is to really focus on solutions, not blame. When problems inevitably arise, don't waste time trying to figure out, you know, who's at fault. Instead, you know, work together to find practical solutions that get the project back on track.
Right. It's about being proactive and solution oriented, not dwelling on the past or assigning blame.
Exactly. And finally, the book emphasizes the importance of celebrating successes, you know, both big and small. Acknowledging achievements and recognizing individual contributions, it can really boost morale and reinforce that positive mindset that's so crucial for long-term success.
Yeah, it's about creating that positive feedback loop, recognizing good work and encouraging more of it.
Exactly. And all of this, It ties back to that idea of mindset as the ultimate contract clause. You know, you can have the most meticulously drafted contract in the world, but if the people involved aren't approaching the project with the right attitude, it's unlikely to be successful.
Right. It's about having that right combination of legal expertise, technical skills, and in a positive collaborative mindset, all working together in harmony.
Absolutely. And that's a powerful combination that can lead to truly innovative and successful IT projects.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to touch on a topic that's really relevant in today's, you know, rapidly evolving technological landscape, and that's trends in IT law, because the legal landscape is constantly shifting, especially in the digital world, and our book IT Wrecked and Mindset, it does a great job of highlighting some of those key trends that are shaping the future of IT law.
It does. One of the most significant trends is the increasing regulation in the area of data protection. With regulations like GDPR, you know, companies are facing stricter requirements for handling personal data. And this has massive implications for IT projects. And lawyers really need to be able to guide their clients through these complex legal landscapes.
So it's not just about knowing the law in a general sense. It's about being able to apply it in a practical and effective way to specific IT projects.
Exactly. And another trend that the book highlights is the growing importance of compliance and risk management. IT project managers can't, you know, they can't afford to treat compliance as an afterthought anymore. They need to address it proactively from the very beginning, making sure that their projects adhere to all the relevant regulations and internal policies.
Right. So it's about incorporating compliance into the project plan from day one, mm-hmm. not scrambling to catch up later on.
Exactly. And of course, the book also touches on the increasing role of artificial intelligence and automation in IT law. These technologies they're changing the way contracts are drafted and managed, and lawyers need to stay on top of these developments to remain effective.
It seems like even the legal profession itself is being transformed by technology.
It is. And finally, the book discusses the challenges of international collaboration, particularly with, you know, the rise of cloud computing and global projects. Lawyers need to be aware of the legal differences between countries and make sure that contracts address those international aspects.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. But as the book, you know, so eloquently reminds us, this is a dynamic and fascinating field and one that's only going to become more important as technology continues to evolve at such a rapid pace.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive, from the importance of mindset in IT contracts to the trends shaping the future of IT law. It's clear that this is a dynamic and constantly evolving field.
It is. And one that requires, you know, both knowledge and adaptability to truly thrive.
Now, for the final part of our deep dive, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the specific legal pitfalls that project managers and lawyers need to be aware of.
We'll explore those potential landmines and more importantly, offer some practical strategies for avoiding them.
So stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive. And, you know, we've talked about the big picture stuff, the whole clash between Agile and those fixed price contracts, the mindset piece. But now it's time to get down to, like, the nitty gritty. Let's talk about those legal landmines that can, you know, trip up even the most seasoned IT professional.
And IT Wrecked and Mindset, it really doesn't shy away from those potential pitfalls. It lays out some of the most common legal problems that pop up in IT projects and offers some really practical advice on how to avoid them, you know, how to steer clear of those trouble spots.
Okay, so let's start with what seems like the most obvious one. Unclear contracts. I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer, right? But I bet you've seen your fair share of contracts that leave way too much room for interpretation.
Oh, yeah, more than I care to admit. And the book really emphasizes how dangerous that ambiguity can be. Vague contract language, it's practically an invitation for disagreements, delays, you know, costs start spiraling out of control, and ultimately, you guessed it, legal disputes.
Now, so how do we avoid this trap? What's the antidote to unclear contract language?
The book really hammers home the need for precision and transparency in contract drafting. Every single term, every deliverable, every responsibility, it all needs to be spelled out clearly, unambiguously.
It's like that old saying, the devil's in the details. But in this case, it's about avoiding the devil by by getting those details right from the very start. And that's where having a skilled lawyer on your team is so invaluable, right?
Absolutely. A lawyer who really understands the nuances of IT projects. They can be, you know, instrumental in making sure that the contract language is legally sound and that it accurately reflects what both parties are actually agreeing to. They can also help anticipate potential, you know, points of conflict and draft language to address those proactively.
Okay, so that's unclear contracts, definitely a pitfall to watch out for. What's another one that frequently trips people up?
Data protection is a big one, especially with regulations like GDPR becoming more and more prevalent. IT project managers need to be, you know, acutely aware of the legal requirements around handling personal data, and they need to make sure that their projects are compliant every step of the way.
And this isn't just a box checking exercise, is it? The consequences of getting this wrong can be pretty serious.
Absolutely. The book points out that, you know, inadequate data protection measures, they can lead to significant legal problems, including, you know, substantial fines that can really hurt a company's bottom line. And beyond the financial implications, there's also the issue of reputational damage, which can be even harder to recover from.
So what's the best way to approach data protection in the context of an IT project?
Well, the book recommends, you know, baking data protection considerations into the project plan right from the get-go. It's about making it part of the project's DNA, not just, you know, a last-minute add-on.
So data protection needs to be, you know, on the table from day one, discussed alongside those, you know, technical specifications and project timelines.
Exactly. And that includes, you know, practical things like conducting data protection impact assessments, implementing appropriate security measures, both technical and organizational, and having clear procedures in place for handling data breaches if they do occur. It's about, you know, being prepared and having a plan.
And again, this is an area where lawyers can provide some crucial guidance, right?
Absolutely. They can help ensure that all the necessary legal bases are covered and that the project is meeting those data protection requirements, you know, throughout its entire life cycle.
Okay, so we've got unclear contracts, we've got data protection. What's another potential legal pitfall kind of lurking out there?
Intellectual property rights. This is especially critical in software development projects. You need to have clear agreements in place, you know, right from the beginning regarding who owns the intellectual property, including things like copyrights and patents.
So questions like, you know, who owns the code, who can use it, who can modify it, all of that needs to be, you know, crystal clear from the get-go to avoid disputes later on.
Exactly. And the book provides some really useful guidance on how to draft contracts that protect the intellectual property rights of all parties involved, so everyone knows where they stand.
And failing to clarify those issues up front, that can lead to some pretty messy situations, right?
Yeah.
Especially if the project involves multiple companies or collaborators.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can have ownership disputes, licensing nightmares, and it can really stall the project or even bring it to a grinding halt.
So we've talked about unclear contracts, data protection, intellectual property rights. What's another area where IT projects can run into legal trouble?
Liability. This is a big one. IT projects are complex. There's always the risk that something could go wrong, right? A server could crash. A software bug could lead to data loss. A security breach could expose sensitive information. So it's crucial to have, you know, clear liability provisions in the contract that spell out who's responsible for what and what happens if there is a breach.
Yeah, it's about, you know, managing risk and allocating responsibility fairly and transparently. Nobody wants to get stuck holding the bag for something that wasn't their fault.
Exactly. And the book actually delves into, you know, different approaches to handling liability, including things like limitations of liability and indemnities. The key is to choose the approach that makes the most sense for the specific project and the risks involved.
And this is another area where having a lawyer who understands those nuances of IT projects can be a real asset.
Yeah.
You know, they can help you navigate those complex issues and make sure that the contract provides the appropriate level of protection for everyone involved.
Yeah, definitely. And the book makes a really important point here. It's not just about drafting the right legal clauses. It's also about having, you know, open and honest communication with clients about about the potential risks and liabilities associated with the project.
So it's about setting realistic expectations and being transparent about the challenges that might arise along the way. No sugarcoating, no burying your head in the sand.
Exactly. That kind of transparency combined with, you know, a well-drafted contract and that positive collaborative mindset we've been talking about, it can go a long way toward, you know, minimizing those legal problems and really setting the project up for success.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. You know, we've covered the complexities of IT contracts, the importance of that agile mindset and those potential legal pitfalls that can, you know, really throw a wrench in the works. But more importantly, I think we've highlighted the importance of collaboration, clear communication, and a proactive approach to managing risk.
I agree. It's not just about knowing the rules. It's about, you know, understanding the dynamics of IT projects and finding those creative solutions that work for everyone involved.
And as IT Wrecked on Mindset so eloquently points out, it's about having the right mindset, one that embraces flexibility, collaboration, and continuous learning. Because in the world of IT, the only constant is change. And those who can adapt and evolve, those are the ones who are ultimately going to thrive.
Well said. It's been a fascinating deep dive.
And thanks to you for joining us on this journey. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.